毫无价值。非常有价值。借着罪毁坏，通过主耶稣被拯救。总是在和人打架，在神的手中战争。我是软弱的，他是我的力量。黑暗中，我在光明中。被破碎的故事，他的荣耀中被救赎。失去了所有，继承了我聘国度。敌人的爪子，神的战士，跌入最低谷，在磐石上。
let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's house. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know the way to where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
Good afternoon. We may speak different languages, but we serve the same God. I came to Teen Challenge to save my life. I had no intentions of getting closer to God, or was even sure I believed that God existed. I came because I was desperate for help. At just 20 years of age, my alcohol and drug addiction had become overwhelming.
在20岁, 我的酒精和药物的成瘾已经把我完全压倒了。
I was overcome by despair so great that life seemed to move in slow motion and the future appeared sinister.
这种状况已经严重到我觉得整个世界都是以慢动作在活动，然后未来变得非常的险恶。
I hated myself for the person I had became.
我非常的讨厌变成这样的自己。
I was malicious and deceitful to family members.
我对我的家人非常的恶毒。
I illustrated acts of self-hatred by suicidal behavior, self-harm, and pushing away everyone that loved me.
我用自杀的方式，然后自己伤害自己的方式，把所有爱我的人都推开了。
I had drank myself into hospitals countless nights, defeating death.
我喝酒喝到把自己喝到医院里面非常多无数次，然后但是我竟然还活着。
I didn't think I could ever be happy, or the void inside my soul could be filled with anything other than drugs and alcohol.
我从来不相信我可以再次开心起来，然后我除了药物和酒精可以带给我这些。
I couldn't understand why I had held on to such shame and anger until I started to look into my past and start seeking the truth.
我不明白为什么会这样子，所以直到我开始真实的看自己的内心。
I grew up in an unhealthy family.
我在一个不健康的家庭长大。
I was under the impression that my emotions didn't count because I was too young to demonstrate a depth of feeling.
我觉得我的感情、我的感受不重要，因为我太年轻了。
On several occasions, I lost people I loved and valued very much.
好几次我失去我非常爱和非常重视的人。
This left me with a major grief and fear of abandonment before the age of 10.
在10岁之前就让我接受这样的事情，所以我很害怕被抛弃。
Unfortunately, I did not grieve these losses properly, if at all.
不幸的是，我并没有好好的为这些哀痛来疗愈。
Any reminder of re-experiencing abandonment left me to build walls taller than myself.
所以任何可以提醒我，让我觉得又被抛弃的时候，我就开始建立很高的墙，高过我自己的墙。
These walls were strong, guarded, and nobody could enter as my defense against pain.
这些墙非常的高，非常的强壮，这样子没有任何人可以接近我。
I was a small child with an adult mindset.
我是一个很小的小孩，但是却是有成人的心智。
I felt the need to put on a happy face all the time.
我常常觉得我需要假装高兴，放一个开心的脸。
To protect my mom from more guilt and depression.
就是为了保护我妈妈不要再更多的忧郁下去。
I felt like a burden all of my life.
我一直觉得自己就是个包袱。
I used anger to shield myself from taking personal responsibilities.
我用生气来把自己的个人的责任。
I adapted to the concept that life was just suffering and enduring.
生活对我来说就只有苦痛。
As an adult with dark wounds from child abuse and abandonment, it left me very vulnerable to further abuse in adulthood.
因为这些过去黑暗的伤痛，不管是虐待，还有这种被抛弃，让我变得非常的脆弱。
I was made to believe the lies that I deserved disrespectful treatment and that God wasn't there.
我相信我就是我应得这些不被尊重的处境，然后神不在。
I thought I deserved all the abuse and neglect because I was so full of fault.
我觉得我就应该受到这样子的虐待和忽视，因为我就是一个充满错误的人。
Today I thank God for my suffering because it brought me to the realization that I needed Him to save my soul.
今天我非常感谢神给我这些苦难，因为让我知道，因为只有他才可以来救我。
I needed Him to bind my broken heart.
我需要他来修复我受伤的心。
I am responsible as an adult to enter a process of recovering from the brokenness that the lies caused.
我必须要自己负责来恢复因为谎言造成的这种破碎。
To find more purpose to my life other than living with a major sense of shame or trying to find love in drugs, alcohol, or codependent relationships.
我需要寻找一个新的目的，而不是只是靠着酒精、药物或者这种相互依赖的关系。
I came to Teen Challenge to save my life, but so far I have gained so much more than that.
我来到 Teen Challenge 就是为了要得救，但是到目前为止我得到的超过这一切。
I've gained a sense of purpose and meaning.
我得到的是目标和意义。
I have learned what it means to be loved and to truly love others.
我学到了怎么样被爱和怎么样去爱别人。
I am discovering who I am in Christ.
我正在寻求我到底在主里是一个什么样的人。
I am of the light and no longer belong to the darkness.
我是属于光的，而我不属于黑暗。
God has been calling me to lean on Him.
神已经呼召我，让我躺在他的怀中。
Come now, let us settle this matter, says the Lord.
耶和华说，你们来彼此辩论。
Though your sins are scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
你们的罪虽红如丹眼，必白如羊毛。
Isaiah 1:18.
以赛亚书一章十八节。
All the questions I had before have been answered by God.
我之前的这些问题，神都解答了他们。
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
然后神说要有光，就有了光。
This light has brought about healing, forgiveness, and completely showered me in love.
这个光给我带来了医治、饶恕，还有被爱所浇灌。
I now see there is a spiritual significance behind every problem, loss, and hardship in my life.
我现在明白了，原来在这些问题和损失，还有这么多的苦难，我生命中的苦难，都是有一个属灵的重要性在后面的。
God has been calling me to find Him to fill the void all along.
神一直在呼召我把这种空虚挪去。
I have been cleaned from alcohol, recreational drugs, and prescription drugs for 13 months, and I could have not have done it without God.
我现在已经有13个月完全没有碰酒精和各种的毒品，然后如果没有神的话，我做不到。
The Lord rescued me from an eternity of death and brought me back to life again with pure love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness.
神拯救我，从死亡里面拯救了我，然后重新给了我怜悯、恩典和饶恕。
Surrendering myself to God has called me to trust in Him, and God has proven Himself faithful.
降服在神的面前，让我更加的相信神，然后神他自己也证明了他的真实。
Thus far, it has been the best way to live.
到目前为止，这是我生命中最美好的时候。
My journey as a Christian has just begun, but as Christ is my model, I am called to love one another just as God loves us.
我基督徒的生活刚刚开始，但是就像神说的，我们要彼此相爱。
To become a minister of His word by leading my family and others to Christ.
我要成为一个服侍他的人，要借着他给我的家人还有朋友传福音。
And to become an illustration of His glory.
让成为一个他荣耀的见证。
God welcomed me with open arms and redeemed my life from the pit.
神欢迎我，张开他的双臂欢迎我，让我成为从一个坑里面重新被拯救出来。
He has crowned me with love and compassion.
他给了我爱和同理心。
He has satisfied my desires with good things.
他给了我更好的东西。
My youth has been renewed like the eagles.
我年轻的时候就像鹰一样，从小鹰长成大鹰。
The future is as bright as the promises of God.
未来就像神应许的那样光明。
Thank you for listening. God bless.
谢谢大家，神祝福你们。
Hello, good afternoon.
大家下午好。
I never imagined my story would include addiction.
我从来没有想到我的故事里面会有毒品。
A powerful disease I nearly lost my life to.
一个很强大的疾病我差点就死了。
When I entered the doors of Teen Challenge,
当我进到 Teen Challenge 的门的时候，
just before Christmas last year,
就在去年圣诞节的时候，
I was broken, hopeless, and desperate.
我是破碎的，没有盼望，然后非常的绝望。
I had hit rock bottom emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
我已经就是到了生命的最低谷，不管是情感上、身体上，还是灵命上。
My mom had died only weeks before at the age of 57.
我妈妈在几个礼拜前过世57岁。
After a very long battle with cancer.
在跟癌症战争了很久之后。
In her final months, I ran to temporary pain relief.
在她最后的几个月的时候，我冲向了暂时缓解疼痛的一些方法。
Found in any form of pleasure or altered states of reality.
任何可以制造出快感的或者是虚拟的现实的方法。
Knowing deep down that the answer to my heartache would never be quenched in these alone.
虽然我心里深深的知道这些不会解决我心里的问题。
It is only Jesus who can satisfy, the Holy Spirit who can comfort, and only the Lord our God that can illuminate the darkness.
只有耶稣可以满足，只有圣灵可以安慰，只有我们的神可以照亮黑暗。
My early home life was picture perfect with two supportive parents and one brother.
我年少的时候是非常完美的一个家庭，有两个非常有支持的父母和一个弟弟。
My childhood memories are happy and filled with love.
我的儿童时期是有非常多的爱在家里的。
We were your traditional Sunday morning Roman Catholics that were involved in church and Sunday schools.
我们是每个礼拜天早上都去敬拜的天主教。
I had religious understanding of God, but I had no direct relationship with Him.
我明白神的存在，但是我跟他没有个人的关系。
My parents demonstrated what marriage truly was, and were married for 36 years.
我的爸爸妈妈给我们看到一个很好的榜样，就是他们结婚36年。
In sickness and health until death do you part.
不管是生病还是健康，不管是生老病死。
My name is Laura. I'm 26 years old.
我的名字是 Laura， 我今年26岁。
I began using alcohol at the age of 10.
在十岁的时候我开始喝酒。
Regular alcohol use became normal in grade school as a way to fit in.
在小学的时候已经开始常常喝酒。
Feel confident and dull the harshness of being an awkward teenage girl.
就是为了更好的融入集体，然后把一个奇怪的女孩。
I had low self-esteem.
我自尊心很低下。
And an overinflated ego.
但是却有一个自我膨胀的内心。
Which disabled me from asking for help or admitting failure.
这样子就因为这样子，所以我没有办法请求帮助或者是承认失败。
As a child, I had received critique and criticisms from my mom.
小的时候，我妈妈会批评我。
Which was never meant for harm, however, I internalized every word.
虽然她并不是为了要伤害我，可是我却深深地记在了心里。
Perfection was my model.
完美主义就是我的信条。
I had to be flawless in order to be loved was the lie that I believed.
我必须要是完美无瑕，这就是这个谎言。
An episode in school shattered this standard as I pushed the extreme.
在学校发生了一件事情，是到达了一个顶峰。
Blacking out at a school event, I received heavy discipline.
就是在学校的一个活动里面，他就是我完全喝醉了。所以他就因为这样子的事情，所以学校就处罚了我。
And this was one of my many run-ins with the law. Was my first story of many run-ins with the law.
这只是我后面很多次违反法律的其中之一。
I had disappointed my parents and I had lost their trust completely.
我完全的让我的父母失望了，然后他们完全不相信我了。
Embarrassed and ashamed.
很惭愧的。
I misinterpreted and concluded that I was no longer lovable.
所以我错误的认为我再也不可爱了。
And that I would be nothing other than an untrustworthy girl.
然后我以后什么都不是，只是一个不可被相信的坏女孩。
I continued this reckless lifestyle.
我后面就一直继续着这样的生活方式。
Of alcoholic binging, recreational drug use, and casual immoral relationships.
就是喝酒，然后有吸一些毒品，还有一些不是那么好的关系。
Throughout the entirety of my university years.
在大学的生活都是这样子。
Unaware that I was creating deep-rooted hurts.
我并不知道我已经开始有非常多的伤痛。
And controlling habits and scars so painful, I would be left someday contemplating if life was worth living.
严重到一个地步是我并不知道这样子这么严重到我可以有一天在想我为什么要活着。
When my mom's cancer diagnosis was revealed, I was only 20 years old.
当我被告知我妈妈是得癌症的时候，我才20岁。
I held non-existent coping strategies in one hand and chaotic emotions in the other.
我一只手是拿着根本不存在的一种应对的方式，然后另外一只手就是拿着完全就是慌乱的感情。
Thinking that this was a sick joke from God, I turned any idea of a loving God away.
我觉得这就是上帝在跟我开玩笑，所以我完全把神推开。
In my opinion, he was nothing more than words on a page, because where was he now?
在我的感觉，他根本就是只是在纸上的那个神，他到底在哪里？
At this point, I had witnessed more evil than I thought the devil was capable of.
到了这个时间点，我已经觉得，我看到的罪恶已经超过他可以想象的了。
I deemed myself to be a horrible, lying, cheating person.
我觉得我自己就是一个可怕的，又爱撒谎的坏人。
The only certainty I had was that hell was my final destination.
我唯一确定的就是地狱是我最终的目的地。
I graduated from university as a registered nurse, bitter and angry.
我从大学毕业，我成为了一名注册的护士，虽然是带着非常多的苦读和愤怒。
I pretended to be helpful. I imitated those around me to appear genuine.
我假装很想要帮助别人，我模仿旁边的人，想要表现出正直的样子。
I was living a double lifestyle, consumed by pride, terrified of being exposed.
我是在生活在一个双重的生活里面，很害怕被发现到底是一个什么样的人。
I ran deeper into addiction and further into the darkness.
我在成瘾的里面就越来越深的进入了黑暗。
I found myself in a lifestyle I had no control over, substance reigning my existence. I did everything to stay high or low.
我发现我的生活已经不可控制了，毒品控制着我的生活，我就只是为了要兴奋或者是低落而已。
Addiction had completely isolated me.
成瘾的完全把我孤立了。
Robbed me of all emotions and became the only thing I recognized.
抢走了我所有感情上面的东西，我只认得毒品。
Convinced I had nothing left to live for.
我觉得我已经没有任何东西是值得我生活再活下去了。
And others would be better off without me. I attempted suicide.
我也认为我不存在的话，别人会活得更好，所以我试着自杀。
Only to be overwhelmed beyond measure with humiliation of not succeeding.
但是结果是只是带来更多的屈辱，因为我没有成功。
This humbling experience proved to be a pivoting moment in my life.
这一次的经历成为一个我生命中很关键的转折点。
Yet I wonder desperately why was I still alive?
我更加绝望的想要知道为什么我还活着。
Well, today I stand before you as a miracle of God's grace, mercy, power, and strength.
今天呢，我站在你们面前，就是神恩典、怜悯、能力的神迹。
I still don't have the why, but I'm certain it has something to do.
我还是不知道为什么我还活着，但是我确定这跟神的计划有关。
with God's future plan, purpose for my life.
跟神 为我的未来还有我的目的 我生命中之后的都是有关的。
Through my story, he is demonstrating his perfect love that casts out all fear.
通过我的故事，这是一个非常好的例子，他的爱可以赶走所有的害怕。
And his ability to reach anyone at any depth.
他的能力是可以碰触到不管在任何时候、任何状况的人。
There is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God.
没有任何东西可以阻挡我们从神的爱里面出来。
I wish I could say from that moment on, I walked onward and upward.
我希望我可以说从那一个时刻开始我就开始往上走往正路上走了。
But no, I had yet to acknowledge God.
但事实是不是的我还是没有真正的接受神。
My aspirations were of sobriety, but in my own strength.
我的希望还是靠着自己。
And according to my own will.
根据我自己的旨意。
This led me to a power struggle within myself, and I was unable to surrender.
这个就带来了我的一种能力，关于到底谁的能力更大，在自己心里面有个挣扎。
I developed anorexia and bulimia, both ravaging my body near the point of starvation and death.
因为这样子，我就得了厌食症和贪食症，严重到就几乎快要饿死。
I found myself bouncing in and out of addictions again, and this is when I lost my mom.
我发现我又开始在成瘾的里面进进出出，然后这个时候我妈妈过世了。
I believe today that God knew it would be in this loss that I would finally hit the rock bottom I needed.
我相信今天回头来看，我相信神是知道，因为失去妈妈这件事情会让我真的陷入最深的低谷。
To recognize I needed a rock to stand on.
让我知道我需要一块磐石站在上面。
In my time at Teen Challenge, I've had the ability to reflect on my life.
我在 Teen Challenge 的时间里面，我开始回顾自己的生命。
With my spiritual eyes open, I can see so clearly now the hand of God over my life.
我属灵的眼睛打开了，所以我现在可以看到神的工一直在我生命中他所行的工。
Through my trials, God has gone before me, and Jesus has walked beside me.
在这么多的试炼中，神都一直在我前面带着我走，然后主耶稣基督就在我旁边陪着我。
And even more often, I recognize the situations He actually carried me, protected me, and sheltered me in the storms.
更多的时候，我发现其实在暴风雨中是神背着我保护我。
Placing people strategically in my path that today I cannot call a coincidence.
然后摆了很多的人在我的生命中，我今天知道那并不是一个偶然。
I am here today because of these intricate pieces.
我今天站在这里是因为有这么多复杂的片段。
Of my life that together form my fearfully and wonderfully made story.
在我生命中这些片段成为一个让组成一个又让人敬畏，但是又很美好的我的故事。
My story that today I'm neither afraid nor ashamed to share.
我的故事今天我并不害怕也不害羞的来跟大家分享。
Every portion helping to shape the woman God created me to be.
每一个部分都是神创造让我成为这样一个女人。
I know today that my Heavenly Father loves me and will never leave me.
我知道今天天父就是这么的爱我，他以后也不会离开我。
I pray that my story of hope can shine light on anyone still existing in the darkness.
我希望我的故事可以成为还在黑暗中的人的里边的一个光明的见证。
1 Thessalonians 5:5.
帖撒罗尼书前书1:5-5.
You are all sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness.
你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
Romans 8:37.
罗马书8:37.
Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
然而靠着我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor any other power, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里
I was once only able to see as far as the darkness of tonight
我以前只看得到今天晚上的黑暗
Now, today, I trust God to show me the brightness of my future tomorrow.
今天我站在这里，我相信神可以为我未来的光指路。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Isn't God good?
神好吗？
Amen. I have been working with this ministry.
我已经跟这个事工
for almost 4 years.
一起工作差不多四年。
And I've been in ministry for 43 years.
我服侍神已经43年了。
In all the things that I've done over the years,
在我过去做了这么多事情中
as a pastor,
牧师
100 Huntley Street television program for 11 years,
在一个电视节目 100 Huntley Street 做了11年
Nothing is more important
没有比这个事情更重要的是
than what I do now.
比我现在做的事情更重要。
We see the broken of the broken.
我们看到受伤的里面的受伤的。
Coming into our centers across Canada.
在我们加拿大不同的中心里面。
And for those of you who don't really know about Teen Challenge.
对于不是很熟悉 Teen Challenge 的人来说。
We are a one-year rehabilitation program that...has the people staying on the property.
我们是一年的一个戒毒的中心，然后这些人就是会住在这个房子里面。
So right now, the Women's Center for Canada
在加拿大的女生的中心
is 30 minutes away
就离我们教会30分钟而已。
On the outskirts of Aurora, King City.
在 Aurora 的外围。
We are looking to open 2 more centers.
我们打算再开两个中心。
2 more women's centers, one in Newfoundland.
一个在纽芬兰。
And in Saskatchewan in the west.
一个在 Saskatchewan.
We have another men's center we want to open in the Ottawa Valley.
我们也打算在 Ottawa Valley 开一个男生的中心。
And so we have about 5 or 6 men's centers now across the country.
现在已经有五六个男生的中心在整个加拿大。
But only one for women.
但是只有一个给女生的。
And I am a married man.
我是一个结了婚的男人。
I have 3 daughters.
我有三个女儿。
I have 3 granddaughters.
我有三个孙女。
I better be interested in women.
所以我非常喜欢在女生上面投资时间。
Or I'm in big trouble.
不然我就有大问题了。
It costs money to obviously operate these kind of centers.
要运营这样子的中心是需要花钱的。
And people ask me all the time, well, how do you people do it? How do you operate?
很多人都问我们怎么运营这个中心呢？
And so with some reluctance, because I'm not sure they always understand me,
有的时候我们可能没有明白。
But I do tell them.
我告诉他们。
It costs for one student for 1 month.
一个学生一个月。Yes.
I've been in China.
我之前去过中国。
At a very difficult time.
在一个很困难的时候。
I was there 3 weeks.
我在那里是
After Tiananmen Square.
我在六四发生之后的三个礼拜，我就到中国了。
And saw the pain.
我看到很多的苦难。
And the aftermath of death.
很多这个事件之后的状况。
And the cry for freedom.
还有对自由的呼求。
And I got arrested for it.
我被捕了。
That's yes. $5,000 per student per month.
一个月一个每一个学生一个月需要5000块钱的。
There were 11 students on that platform.
刚刚唱歌的有十一位学生。
Half of what's in the women's center.
这是我们女生中心的一半。
So right here alone today was $55,000.
今天在我们中间就已经有55000块了。
And women are worth it.
然后女生是非常值得这个价钱的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus thought they were.
耶稣也是这么认为的。
Jesus knows you are.
耶稣也知道你们是的。
Because he gave us all.
因为他给了所有的。
For every precious woman.
为每一个女生。
And every man.
为每一个男人。
When I think of the cost to us to try to rescue the broken.
当我思想怎么样来恢复一个被伤害的人的时候。
It's very small in comparison to what Jesus gave.
跟耶稣当初做的比起来是非常小的。
It costs us for all of the ministries, for the men's centers across the country, the women's center, about just under $600,000 a month to operate.
所有的男中心，不管是男生还是女生的，每个月加起来差不多60万。
And the Canadian government doesn't give us anything.
然后加拿大政府是不给我们任何钱的。
But now they're trying to create more problems for us by legalizing marijuana and other foolishness.
但他们现在给我们更多的问题，就是要大麻合法化。
Mm-hmm. Amen. So all the freedom does not exist in Canada. Just saying.
在加拿大其实我们都没有那么多的自由。
And drug addiction in this country.
在药物成瘾这个方面。
Is pandemic.
是非常严重的现在。
And I shared with our leadership staff at our national office a few weeks ago.
我几个礼拜前在我们的总部跟同工分享的时候。
We better be prepared.
我们应该要准备好。
For the biggest onslaught in the next 2 years.
在未来两年中可能会来的这个。
A broken people like we've never saw coming before.
可能来的这些人是我们从来没有见过的破碎。
The days are evil.
日子已经变得非常险恶了。
But Jesus still saves evil people.
但是神还是会救凶恶的人。
So we operate through people of God like you.
我们就是借着像大家这样子的人来工作。
Some of you may have received this brochure as you came in today.
今天进来的时候，有些人可能有看到这个宣传单张。
It says change a life.
上面说改变一个生命。
And on the inside, on the back page,
在背面。
There is the opportunity for anyone who would like to sponsor one of these students.
后面有一个地方可以填，如果有任何人想要资助或者是参与这个事工。
And a sponsorship is $40 a month.
资助的这个program 是40块钱一个月。
Or $1.40 a day.
或者是一块四一天。
How many of you have ever had a Tim Hortons coffee? Wave at me.
谁有喝过 Tim Hortons 的咖啡？举手。
Popular. This is cheaper than a small Tim Hortons coffee.
这个资助的是比一个小杯的咖啡还要便宜的。
Just telling you.
是告诉大家。
And what happens is, if you drink a small Tim Hortons coffee,
如果你喝一杯小的咖啡，
every day for a month,
每天都喝，喝一个月，
it's $40. Well, a year ago it was $40.
一年前还是40块。
But they put the price up.
但他们现在涨价了。
Or you can have a Starbucks once a month.
如果你一个月喝一次 Starbucks,
because one will set you back about $40. Does that translate?
I think they got it.
Point being,
我要说的是,
the value of a life, you can't measure it.
一个人的生命是不能被衡量的。
But every one of these women that were standing behind me here today,
今天站在我们身后的这些每个女人,
have stories that are very sad,
都有很伤心的故事。
But I'm so thrilled.
我非常的开心。
That God has provided a place where the broken can come for help.
神为我们预备了一个这样的地方，是可以让破碎的人来这里疗伤的。
And because of men and women who love Jesus,
因为爱神的人
here in this nation of Canada,
在加拿大这个国家里面
make it possible,
让这种事情可以成为现实。
The Teen Challenge can be there.
Teen Challenge 这个组织可以这样子出现。
To embrace these broken people,
就是为了要爱他们
and love on them,
爱他们
to hold them at times,
要抱他们
and to scold them at times,
有时候也要管教他们
because the program is not easy,
因为不是一个简单的事工
but it is totally Jesus-centered,
但是是以耶稣为中心的
that's why it works.
这就是为什么它有用。
Our statistics, Pastor Steve, are this. After 5 years of being graduated from Teen Challenge,
我们的数据显示五年，就是在这个 Teen Challenge 接受一年的疗伤之后，五年之后呢
？Our success rate of the students never going back into drugs.
我们的成功率就是再也不碰。
Is over 70% after 5 years that never ever go back, never touch it again.
超过七十百分之七十
Amen. That's why it's not hard for me to get up at.
这就是为什么我每天都可以很轻松的起床
At 4:45 this morning.
今天早上我4:45就起来了。
And come here and do 3 services today.
今天我一天在这边讲了三场道。
Because Jesus Christ,
因为耶稣基督
is still doing life-changing work in men and women.
因为耶稣基督到今天都在人的生命中做工。
And I love to tell it.
然后我非常的喜欢告诉大家这件事。
You may not be able to sponsor a student today.
如果你今天没有办法资助一个学生
，But perhaps you would want to give just a one-time offering. There's a box at the back on the table, right straight out the door. There's a table that's set up with a couple of offering boxes that the folks from the former service did for us, Pastor Rover.
Okay, 外面会有一个盒子。如果你想要有一次性的资助的话，奉献。
And if you'd like to write a check or whatever, we will receipt you for that.
我们会提供收据，如果是支票或者现金。
And afterwards, we won't beg you for money either.
我们之后也不会再跟你们要求你们再奉献。
Just letting you know that.
只是让你们知道。
In conclusion, I want to say this.
总结一下，我想说。
Jesus was confronted at the Mount of Olives.
耶稣在橄榄山被问
by a group of religious leaders
被一些属灵的长leaders
they wanted to trick him
他们想要测试他
stump the interpreter she's doing a great jobThey got a woman and brought her out of a man's bed. She was caught in the act of adultery.
有一个女生，她就是一直在犯奸淫。
No sign of the man, however.
但是没有那个男人的痕迹。
They just wanted to humiliate the woman.
他们就是想要让那个女人出丑。
And find out from this teacher, this Jesus.
然后想问这个夫子，就是耶稣。
Whether he would literally fulfill the law of Moses.
他会不会真的执行摩西的律法
？And have this woman stoned.
然后把这个女人用石头打死。
But Jesus, being who he was.
然后 Jesus 怎么做？耶稣怎么做呢
？Didn't answer them.
没有回答他们的问题。
Just turned around and started writing in the sand.
就转过身来，开始在沙子上面写字。
I don't know what he wrote.
我不知道他写了什么。
But it says from the oldest down to the youngest, they began to leave after he saw what they saw what he was writing.
但是圣经上记载，就是从最年长的到最年轻，当他们看到 耶稣写在地上字的时候，他们就开始一个一个的走了。
He protected this woman.
他保护了这个女人。
What he wrote must have been very convicting.
他写的应该是很有力的。
Because from the oldest of these religious people.
因为从最最老的这些宗教的领袖。
Sometimes the oldest of religious people.
有的时候这些最老的领袖。
Are more critical than the younger.
是比年轻的更有批判性的。
We're not religious here.
我们不是宗教。
We're free.
我们是自由的。
In Jesus, amen.
在耶稣基督中是有自由的。
But they left without a word.
他们什么都没说就离开了。
And Jesus looked at this precious girl.
然后耶稣就看着这个女人。
Humiliated and broken.
被羞辱的。
And he said, "Where are those who accuse you? Where are those who condemn you?"
那些要定你罪的人呢？
She said, "They're not here, Lord. They're gone."
他们都不在了。
He said, "Neither do I condemn you."
我也不定你的罪。
Leave your life of sin.Leave your life of sin.
把你的生活中的罪除掉。
And live right is really what he was saying to her.
过一个正直的生活。
Didn't give her a sermon.
给讲一场道。
He didn't give her harshness.
他没有给他们非常严肃的。
He forgave her.
他原谅了她。
And started helping her from that moment on.To have the courage to rebuild her life.
然后从那个时候就开始帮助她重建她的生命。
That's what Jesus does.
耶稣基督就是做这样的事情。
That's what this church is doing.
这个教会也是做这样的事情。
I saw it today.
我今天看到了。
With my own eyes.
我用自己的眼睛看到了。
How many churches in this city?
有多少这个城市里面的教会
？Are covering in so many areas of people's lives, from the children to the youth.To the English, to Mandarin.
有多少教会是可以包含这么多不同语言，然后不同年龄段的呢
？And any other cultural group that comes through these doors.
然后任何的不同种族的也都可以。
I will leave this place today, Pastor Steve.
我相信这个今天。
I'm sorry.
I will leave this place today.
我今天离开的时候。
And the worst thing that I will be able to say about this church.
我想我能说最差的一句话就是。
They love Jesus and they love people over there.
他们爱耶稣，他们也爱教会。
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for loving people.
谢谢你们爱人。
Thank you for having Teen Challenge.
谢谢你们的邀请，可以让 Team Challenge 来。
We are your neighbor over across the road here, just a short ways away.
我们是邻居，离得非常近。
Come visit us.
如果有空，可以来看我们。
We'd love to see you.
我们会很欢迎看到你们。
God bless you all.
愿神祝福你。
谢谢。
谢谢。